At what the time, 42 hours, 42 minutes, coordinated universal time. This is the atomic clock at www.atomicclock in Boulder, Colorado, which is no longer operational, even though it is, because it's nuclear.
Does that clock have a half-life?
Yeah, you know, they may have shut that thing down, but you know that thing's still running.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's just losing a millisecond every year or something.
Oh, sure. Still gives off energy.
Till the end of time.
Yes, of course it is until the end of time. If you want to be tortured in hell, just be in a place where you have to listen to Sharon Osbourne's voice. Shut up, Ozzy! That's hell for some people, heaven for others.
Oh my god, okay.
That's so good.
Welcome to
Breathe deep, Thomas. Breathe deep. Come on. So,
and now,
just stop.
And now a couple of seconds of what happened today on The View.
That's so going into the outtakes.
Outtakes nothing. Like, this is the episode. Welcome, welcome to episode 168.
A couple of moments with Donald Trump having a talk with the other political parties during the debates.
I'll show you special kung fu Trump fighting kung fu.
Hey, that could be our president. We have to be
right.
Proper reverence.
You have to be nice to me now.
Well, hey, man, I gotta be nice, man, because that haircut, that thing will come off his head. It'll kill you.
It will.
I'll tell you what.
Special budget just for feeding the toupee.
You see that picture of Donald Trump?
Yeah.
You see this? It's kind of hairspray?
Yeah.
So watch that when I spray the wrong thing.
Oh, that's terrible! Oh, that's horrible! For those folks that are listening and they're wondering,
oh my god, what's Donald Trump hair doing?
It's going back to the tree to get another nut.
And that concludes our political statements for the evening. So and good. Now back to your regular programming.
Donald Trump could just stop insulting Latinos. He might actually win with hair like that.
Right.
And the response from the community of Donald Trump?
Episode 168 of the Nerdtravaganza podcast has started. Wow. I'm Tom.
We're off of the bang.
How much trouble are we in?
No, this is amazing.
This is the best intro we've ever had. I'm Tom. Hello.
I'm Brian.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Cam.
And in case you mistakenly think any of us developed anywhere near that kind of talent, we didn't. We are more than pleased to welcome special guest, film star, and voice instrumentalist, Michael Winslow. Hello, sir.
Hey, what's up, man?
Great to have you, Michael.
Good to be there. What city are you in?
We're just about 3 hours south of you in Fort Lauderdale.
My favorite place to party back in the day, yo. Yeah. Everybody remembers Fort Lauderdale, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Not too far from there, Tone Loke and Jim Carrey made that movie, Ace Ventura, yo, with the talking butthole. Sounds like we got him all the time. Election season.
Oh man.
So now we're talking to the talking butthole from the movie Ace Ventura. So tell us. Hello.
Wait a minute. You sure that ain't Kim Kardashian?
Oh my god, that is so not funny. Oh, stop it, not you too.
I always imagine that being more of a clapping noise, but
yeah, with Kim, yeah. Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
Damn, yo, that hurt. That hurt so good.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. So we're in so much trouble. I hope Yeezus will forgive us.
Yeah, I was going to say. Mr. Yeezus would take offense. Well, he's offended by everything, so we don't worry about that.
It's true. It's okay. I kind of like it, man. This program is brought to you by Snoop Loops. That's right. Snoop Loops. Put it in your bizzo. And now, back to our program. More,
More hip-hop cereals later.
So good.
Oh, God, hip-hop cereals. I got another.
Don't forget, they got thrash metal cereals, too. You're going to love those.
Oh,
the Swedish death metal cereals. Man, the spoon will melt in a bowl.
Cereal for every genre. I love it.
Of course, you know, you're not allowed to try the Willios here. You got to go to Colorado. it's a nice box. It's shaped like a bus and it's green.
Willie you feel really mellow afterwards.
Yeah, there's Metalliflex. Love those. Let's see. Def Leppard Crunch, Flavor Sugar Frosted Flavor Flaves. Let's see.
Flavor Flaves.
Hang on a second. There's more sugar.
That should be a real thing. Flavor Flaves.
You think it's not? Let's see. Well, you know what? You got the Avengers cereal. That's stupid. Yeah. Let's see. We got. Let's see. What do you? Johnny Cash. Oh, leather box. Nice.
I gotta imagine the Flavor Flav cereal would, like, the prize would, I guess, be a clock, right? Like a little.
Absolutely.
Actual watch. Do they still get prizes in cereal boxes? Speaking of that, does anybody get, like, kids cereal these days?
I don't know. I would think they would do. I think they do. Mm. I haven't opened up Fruity Pebbles in a while, though.
I've refrained myself. Something about my doctor. Michael, welcome to the episode. I have to say it's unparalleled pleasure to have you on. Been a fan pretty much ever since I was old enough to comprehend things. So. We figured we might make our way to a discussion of all things self-driving vehicles later. But before we get there, we typically kick things off with our weekly geekly, also known as geekly weekly update. Couldn't decide, so we say both. We'll have Brian kick it off, kind of show you how we do it, and then if you want to jump in with an update of your own, feel free. So, Brian, take it away.
Pretty boring week.
Oh.
And that's it.
Oh. And that was the news with Brian.
Oh, my God.
Since
this
I missed
this program brought to you by Beyonce-os.
If you want to eat my cereal, put the milk on it.
And now back to our program.
Brian, does that conclude your update?
I'm enjoying the update. What's going on, man? Oh, wait a second. He has to have, if it's news, wait a second. Go ahead. And now the news.
Just our local mini convention. Since I wasn't at Gen Con with Cam, I can't do this.
I'm literally dying.
That's so good.
You mean like
focus, Brian? Focus.
Oh, man. Your kung fu is very good.
Yes.
Oh my God, my stomach already hurts.
Yes. So, self-driving cars. I have a question.
Uh-huh.
If the self-driving cars do what they're supposed to do, what happens when people that don't do what they're supposed to do mess with the cars that are doing what it's supposed to do?
In other words, when the people cannot drive, but the car can.
Yes.
It's a car death match.
Well, it's going to be interesting because I know some folks in Texas that have self-driving cars. It's called a dog. And I just love the, I love the whole story with the woo, woo, whatever, whatever, woo, oh, come on.
It's my dog. My dog driving. My damn dog. I didn't hit that car. I didn't hit that doggy. My dog did it. I didn't do nothing.
Sir, would you and the dog get out of the car, please?
I ain't got a license. My dog got one.
Okay, sir. Hang on a second. This is the weirdest one yet.
It's not even election season yet. No. Okay, you and the dog can go, sir. This is Texas.
Thank you.
This is Texas, all right.
Yeah, it sounds like something you could definitely get away with in Texas.
Anybody in Texas want to call and complain, please do.
Yes, nerdstravaganza@gmail.com, please.
Yeah, please complain, because I'm gonna talk about how good Salt Lake barbecue sauce is.
Oh, that's good stuff, actually.
Yeah, man.
Is that a brand that gets packaged and shipped around the country? Is that something you can only get in Texas? Or
you can get it. The barbecue sauce is packaged, but it was from a place about a half hour outside of Austin called Salt Lick, and it's been there for years and years, decades and decades, and it's fantastic. One of the best barbecue places in Texas.
Yeah, my dad lives in Texas. That stuff is phenomenal.
He knows about Salt Lick. There's also Dr. Hoggly Woggly's Tyler, Texas Barbecue.
Never heard of that one.
That's a great name.
Sounds interesting.
Now I can put the thought of a piece of meat in people's minds just by doing this.
Let me flip Medium it over. Rare, please.
Let me flip it over. Okay.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
That is the quintessential selling of the sizzle, really not is. The steak, right?
That's so much fun.
I'm swearing off veganism forever. Wow.
Well, we can do plants. Here's an eggplant. Hang on a second. I have an eggplant. Oh, that's not. It's Kim Kardashian. Here's an eggplant. We'll fry that. See? Even plants are alive too, yo.
That's true.
Plants have feelings.
And if plants have feelings, then maybe the driving car does too.
Oh, mind blown officially.
I kind of wondered. So what up with that? I've never ridden in one. I've seen them.
Yeah, I think I have a question about them. I mean, I guess they drive through. There's some technology at work that I probably don't understand, but. I'm kind of concerned with the personality they have, because it seems like everything that talks to you, every like Siri or any of these little like personal assistants, they all kind of are trying to mimic the lady computer from Star Trek. But
oh, Majel Barrett, yeah.
Oh man.
Authorization not recognized. Please try again.
Yes. Like. I don't know. I think that there's probably a lucrative market for you, Michael, in like giving some real personality to my onboard computer. Like when it's telling me why I'm late, I want it to tell me in a way that is kind of amusing. I don't just want, you know, like a Siri like robotic voice.
Oh, we can do Siri's cousin Sneery. You are late for work because your driving sucks.
Sneery.
Oh my god, I just went there. Thank you. It's okay. I'm going back to the Snoop GPS.
That's a fun one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And 300 yards turn right, Joe. You can get that, dude. You go ahead and download that one.
That's a real thing?
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh wow, that is a spot on Snoop Lion.
That was wait, is he Lion? I thought he's
yeah. He is now Snoop Lion. He's no longer Snoop Doggy Dog.
I thought he was done with all that. I thought he was.
I think it's back to dog now.
Oh, is he back to dog? Oh, okay. I'm behind the times on the.
What is he switched to an animal or something?
According to Skype, he's back to dog now.
Oh, wow.
Yep. The album cover is funny color. and there is a dog eating a bush.
Eating a bush.
I don't get it. You know, the stuff that doesn't make any sense to me. The other thing that makes sense is I want to see Mike Tyson and Woody Allen in a movie together.
Oh, that would be the best.
That would be, it'd be so outrageously weird.
and it'd be weird because you sound like me. Oh my God. No, I'm a Jewish guy. You sound like me. No, man, you sound like me. I'm Mike Tyson and I'll bust your ass. I'm Woody Allen, and I'll blow your mind. you know what? Woody, let's go to Paris at midnight. I'm afraid I already did that. Oh, that sucks.
What would be the premise of this movie? I love the characters.
Who cares? just put them on camera together.
You know what? It's do Sleeper Over with Mike Tyson and Woody Allen.
That would be funny as hell. I don't know what the hell be going on.
You know, start that 3,000-year-old Volkswagen.
For those folks that have seen it, they know that that's what happened in the movie.
Woody Allen's in a cave, and he comes across a 3,000-year-old Volkswagen. And, of course, he reaches in and it starts. It's perfect. But that's the kind of stuff. But you know what? Again, we're back to self-driving cars again. What do you think? Yeah. Have you guys ridden one?
I've not yet, but I would if it was available.
Yeah, I've taken an Uber. I've taken an Uber, which is almost self-driving.
Yeah. Okay, now don't get me started on the Uber jokes. because
you know, folks in different countries will get very mad.
Well, you know, Michael, they banned Uber in our county here in Broward County.
They arrested somebody for it.
Yeah, it just got banned the August 1st.
Well, yeah. that'll start a federal. Well, never mind.
Were you saying that we should avoid the word Uber in the context of other countries or the service itself, Michael?
Well, let's see. In some of the old Scrooge McDuck books, Uncle Scrooge books, Goofy would eat a super goober. And they would turn him into a superhero, so maybe we need to put a G in front of it. Yeah, but who would be driving? George Lindsay from Mayberry. It'd be fun.
Mayberry. Oh man.
They don't make simple shows like that anymore, do they? Everything's a lot more complicated now. You don't have to
everything,
simple.
Yeah. Everything got to be complicated, and you got to have a special guest to come in and shake things up. I think Busta Rhymes on Andy Griffith would be kind of funny.
Yo, Aunt B. That's right. I got to get me some of that Aunt B. Got to be get some of that B, some of that. Aunt B, some of that stuff. Ooh, wah, wah.
That's pretty good.
And you're right. Everything is complicated now. In fact, they even got stupid movies called It's Complicated.
What was that about? Facebook update.
Stuff's so complicated now, even Tom Cruise can't get the right door on the plane to open.
The other door.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Captain, I ain't got no power. Stand by. Send the impulse.
Anybody see that Mission Impossible film?
I have not seen it yet.
It's been out a week, right? Or has it just come out?
I think it was this past weekend. Yeah,
well, it's good. Oh, actually, I want to see it, and I saw Kingsman already. I want to see Mission Impossible, but I want to check out Man from U.N.C.L.E. because of the old school 60s reference.
Yeah, that looks pretty cool. Like, is that based on something, or is that just kind of in that setting?
There's a show.
The TV show. In fact, you can catch it on YouTube called The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Okay.
It's with Robert Vaughn and David McCallum. And David McCallum is now the doctor on a certain TV show with a certain star named Mark Harmon.
Ducky.
Oh.
Dr. Mallard is David McCallum, who was the original Ilya Kuryagin in the original Man from U.N.C.L.E. TV series.
Wow. See, it's all new to me. I didn't even know. The trailers had the feel of something that was based on something else. I don't know how else
it was. It was on for like 6 years. Man from U.N.C.L.E. Because it was competing with five other shows. because Man from U.N.C.L.E. went, they took the serious route. And then there was Probe with I think it was Joseph Lockwood. The series Probe was on there with Burgess Meredith.
Yep.
Burgess Meredith. What did you think of Kingsman, Michael?
Matters maketh man.
Oh man, we're gonna get a butt whooping, ain't we? Raw, it's gonna hurt, isn't it? Raw, it's gonna bloody hurt. I know it's gonna bloody hurt.
it was fun having Samuel Jackson with a lisp. Thank
you. Yeah.
snakes on a plane, man. That was, it was fun. But then, yeah, you know, there've been some good movies this year. There have been some, finally some decent movies. I watch it all. I've met a couple of the doctors in the Doctor Who stuff. So I've met a couple of doctors. And you know what? I like it all. Anything sci-fi, anything, any stories. I mean, I like it all. I even like Ms. Marple, man. I even like, Hercule Poirot. I like it all, man, because it makes you use your mind, you know. Do you know why Hercule Poirot likes to go? Because it's easier than going.
Okay. Yeah, we had heard that you were really into the sci-fi stuff. What would you say is your favorite fandom?
There is no favorite because each one has a life of its own. So,
gotcha. Oh, how political.
Because it's so true. I mean, you know, how many different kinds of Deadpool are there going to be? You know, have there been?
Right.
And it's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's Reynolds doing it because I don't know if anybody else would have done it. Right. I don't know.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Right. We don't know. We don't know, man. So I say let him do it. Let him do his thing.
Did you see? I take you saw the trailer then.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Both of them.
Oh, the new one that just came out, you mean?
There's two of them. There's the green band and then there's the red band trailer.
Right.
Which, of course, would be the true Deadpool trailer.
Right. Well, the other one was kind of, according to the newspaper that I cannot mention, USA Today. they were talking about how it was leaked to the media to get everybody excited about it. Kind of like when Danger Mouse put out the Black Album.
Danger Mouse. Love Danger Mouse.
When the Black Album came out and everybody said, don't you dare go after him. We want to produce our stuff. So for me, you know, I like it all. But I think you guys are like Man from U.N.C.L.E. I'm just hoping that it stays true to the original series. Hope so. We're going to find out. Because a lot of people went through that show.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, back in the day.
Because we're talking about 1960s because I was just playing with a CD I found in Australia called "Come Spy with Me." All the spy theme songs from all the shows.
Awesome!
Oh wow!
I mean, they had everything from the Ipcress Files with Michael Caine to the Man from U.N.C.L.E. theme to the Get Smart theme to even Tom Jones did one. Even Smokey Robinson and the Miracles did one.
What?
Really?
I'm serious. Spy songs, and then there's the Shirley Bassey stuff. You know, it's Lalo Schifrin and his orchestra because all the stuff with the harpsichord stuff, all that stuff is great. So to me, it's all sci-fi. I like it all, baby. I love it all.
Do you think that? I mean, this is just me assuming. A lot of the spy shows maybe resonated with people kind of in the. Against the backdrop of like the Cold War that was going on, do you think in today's sort of political climate it'll still have that resonance with the new audience as well? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Because in case you haven't noticed, it's the 60s again. In case nobody noticed, it's the 60s again. So our best and our not so best have all come out. And people acting silly. And people, you know, hey, what can I say? People act silly, and that's the stuff we see, and it's refreshingly, it's interesting. I mean, if you go back to the 60s, we have sort of the same characters.
Absolutely.
Seems that way anyway.
And we have weed being legalized, so.
it's a weird dynamic. It's the 60s again, but in a parallel universe.
Right.
And I don't know what to make of it. But that's okay. We're here.
Well, in a world just one step over, weed has been legalized, and there's this right. thing called the internet in the 60s.
Yes.
Well, in a parallel universe, Michael Jackson's still alive, but he's an auto mechanic in Mystic, Connecticut. and Kennedy's alive in the parallel universe too. It's just that he's just running for president now. See, it's a whole different thing in a different parallel universe.
He's running against Mitt Romney.
Mind blown.
You're in Mike's garage, and every once in a while, when he turns a wrench wrong and wraps his knuckles, he just belts out this scream, and you're like, yeah, that guy. He really had something.
Wow. So, well, you know, different, you know, there's so many different things going on. It's just once I would like to do a thing where maybe you and I, the three of us are out, you know, we're messing around with Neil deGrasse Tyson, and we mess with an experiment of one of his, and we get zapped somewhere.
That would be amazing.
Like Paris Hilton's purse. And we've got an hour to get out. Because she's got that stupid kinkajou thing she picked up from the shop. And I don't want that butt on top of me. We've got to get out of this purse, man.
Grab a comb. We can use it as a dagger. Quick.
You know what? Exactly. We could be one of Doctor Who's hair follicles. and you know, and we're sitting on his ear, and we're trying to tell him what the truth is, and we're sitting on his ear. Doctor,
listen, Doctor, you've got to listen. Think of it.
I can't.
We have a lot of fun with that.
Absolutely.
I'll
be on the right ear. You guys, you take the left ear. I'll take the right ear, and we'll mess with his head.
Just say yes. No.
No. No, don't do it. Don't do it. It's spam.
Which is the better vessel? The Doctor's TARDIS or Neil deGrasse Tyson's like Ship of the Imagination from that Cosmos series? I mean, there
was Well, the Ship of Imagination, that's a brand new ship. So we still haven't, he won't show us the owner's manual. whereas Doctor Who's TARDIS is easy to run. You just got to get a British phone book from 1962.
Very true. Yeah.
Plug in the coordinates and that's it.
Again, a more simple time.
Exactly.
Yes, for sure.
So if we have Doctor Who in the 60s and then we have Man from the Uncle in the 60s, I sense crossover.
Exactly.
The Man from Who?
remember this one?
Oh, yeah.
Spy movies.
Well, since we're on remakes, Michael, what do you think about the Police Academy reboot?
Well, hope it works out, man. Hope it works out, because I was reading all the stuff on Skype, on Google about the Key and Peele, you know, and I saw the Time Magazine article last year. It could happen. It could happen. I hope it does. Hope it does. Yeah. So let's see what happens. I'm waiting to find out what happened with the script that's been submitted. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. Are you like? Are they going to get you involved? Is that something you'd want to do? Or yeah.
I certainly hope so. But
so do we. Believe me.
I don't know. Could happen. We don't know.
Is Michael Winslow going to be in the new Police Academy? It sure looks like it. But we have to find out what happened to Key and Peele. Someone stole them. Maybe it was Prince. See, he's like a hobbit. You wouldn't notice him if you didn't look around.
He's on Lake Minnetonka.
Tune in again to find out that Michael Winslow will be in the next Police Academy on.
I think we should start an online campaign to make sure you are part of that, because I certainly would not go to see it if you weren't in it.
Damn, Prince does look like a hobbit. If you put some furry feet on him, he would fit right into that movie.
Oh, that, you know, and I was working on a movie about that. I wanted to put Prince in a hobbit movie. Oh, my God. He'd be Frodo.
Lord of the Purple Ring.
Oh, my God, that's so wrong. That's so wrong.
And it's not one you wear on your finger.
Oh, God. Too far, Chris.
Oh, run, you fool. Hobbit. Spare me the strangeness of hobbits.
Purple ring. Purple ring.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
DJ Gandalf in the house. You fool.
I'm sure Lord of the Rings guys are going, what the hell's going on? So we've covered a lot. We haven't really got
the Star Trek yet, sir.
Ooh. Are you an old school Star Trek or Next Generation? What's your?
Wait, hang on a second.
Yes.
I'll check with the state. Thank you.
man, you guys look a little peaked. Hang on a second. Looks like you need a drink.
I agree. that was my first...
a couple before we got on the show.
But yeah, you'll need one after this interview. You're gonna need one.
No.
Like for Spaceballs too, man. I'm hoping that Mel has remembered it, like he promised. He remembered me. So hey, I'm waiting.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. The I have to say that was my first tricorder scan. So that's one for the book.
Glad the readings were nominal.
That's awesome. I feel funny now.
It feels funny.
Wait, so can you guys fill me in? I'm a little. What are Key and Peele doing the Police Academy movie? Are they like writing it or?
Yeah, they're wrapping up their series, and then they say that's their next project.
Oh man, that should be brilliant. Then no, I mean they do good stuff as far as I can tell.
I think it's gonna be fine. I think it's gonna be very good.
Yeah.
Awesome. So like I said, I'm just waiting to hear some things, and we'll see what happens. And there's a lot of stuff in the works. Of course, I don't know if you saw Sharknado 3. That was fun. I got one scene. I didn't get killed.
That's awesome.
You made it out.
Unlike so a certain author we know.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Mark Cuban got to play the president, so that was funny. and some of the folks show up. Let me see if there's. You know, there was a lot going on. I mean, I hope you guys get to share this. So there was it was a good premiere. Sharknado was a great premiere.
That is awesome.
That's from the premiere. And sitting behind me is Ann Coulter.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't get bit, luckily.
That's awesome. Did you bring that shark with you, or did they give those out there?
I brought my own shark.
That was my burning question.
Yeah, the burning question. And my burning question is,
oh, my God, who's that?
Yes.
Stop the presses. My reaction?
So how was the experience filming that?
It was fun. You know, I ended up getting a...
Oh, boy.
Pikachu!
Your face on that is priceless.
She stole my hat.
I got the nerve.
I got it back, though. I got my hat back, but she took my hat. Hey, in fact, she took my hat, too.
Your hat seemed very popular that night.
Well, it was a fun Sharknado thing. Let me see if I can find you a... we're gonna get a flash in time here.
Oh, Mr. Cuban.
Look at the T-shirt, yo. Dollar.
It's the euro, the pound,
yen.
Don't know what that top one in the middle is.
Pounds? No. Pound sterling is underneath.
Yeah.
You're right. Pound sterling is underneath.
Yeah. Don't know what that top one
middle,
is.
Middle. That's Oh, that's Gold Press Latinum from Star Trek.
Oh my God. The dude got so much bling that he actually put it on his shirt.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it's safe to assume he has all of that money.
And notice
if you will the commas. So he's waiting for more. Wow.
Yeah.
I do have one clip I can show you from the actual as we were watching, because me and the shark, well,
shark chasing cars.
Oh, but what would it know to do if it caught a car? That's the question. That's
just like a dog, just like when a dog catches a car, what's he gonna do with the tires? Drag it back?
Just kill at that point.
Oh,
okay, well, so now something inside the theater. Okay, so you guys are getting this exclusive footage from Sharknado.
Our inside access. Look at that. Seems like you are displaying your hat very proudly.
And the shark, too.
Yeah.
I the shark did say to all the women, you might taste good And they're going, what? And they're going, what? So here is, and now here's a scene from.
That is awesome.
Jacqueline's jerky.
Jacqueline's jerky. Sasquatch.
So, of course, the shark thought it was funny when the guys got killed.
Yeah, I could see cackling.
So the shark is laughing. And also, just after we finished the scene from we finished Sharknado, I was in another movie called Lavalanchula, which aired that Saturday after Sharknado, which was on Thursday or Wednesday. So we did okay. So this is from Lavalanchula, which is basically the movie Volcano, but with spiders.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it's with the Police Academy cast. So it's Steve Guttenberg, Marion Ramsey, and me, and Leslie Easterbrook Callahan from Academy. All of us were in this movie. Basically, it was L.A. and it was a big earthquake with a volcano, but spiders come out. Oh. And of course, we're blasting them with shotguns. We're blasting them with shotguns, and of course. A Hollywood film crew has the right gas to kill all the spiders. So basically, Hollywood saves the world.
Oh, yeah.
Art imitating life, I guess, right?
So we did. We did all right.
Oh, that's a nice gun you got there.
Yep. So, and of course, that rocket pack, Steve Guttenberg flies. He's Red Rocket.
I was just going to ask what that was all about. Okay.
So now you have to add Jingle All the Way.
Yes, that is a great movie.
So basically, he has a red rocket pack that he flies around and he blasts the spiders with. So basically, it's Arachnophobia meets Volcano with a touch of Jingle All the Way.
Jingle All the Way.
With Police Academy overtones. And it's called Lavalanchula.
Yes,
I love the title.
Yeah, if I was a movie exec, I don't see how I could ever pass on that pitch.
Well, they didn't.
Exactly.
They did. They went for it. So, that's what's been happening. So, you know, there's a new things coming up. You know, I got a lot of new things. I'm working on some stuff that we're going to go to certain networks with. We have a documentary film we're finishing up. And there's a few other items that are coming real soon.
Yeah.
They're music based and they're video based, and a lot of them are going to be social media based, and there's a lot going on.
Very cool.
You're such a tease, Michael.
I wish I could say it all, but I can't because, you know, the stuff isn't ready yet.
Of course.
But it's coming, soon. And we're going back on doing some touring and some other things, but there's new items coming up.
Excellent. They were alluded to here first.
Academy 8, we want to see that happen, and we'd love to see Jimmy Fallon again and love to, but there's a whole lot of things coming up soon, and they can go to michaelmizzle.net and play with the noises, for folks that are curious. They can play with the noises and make their own noises, and there's some new things, commercial wise, a couple of things that are involving some vehicles and noises and whatnot, and it's coming. I just wish I could show you some, but some things I can't.
It's okay. That's all right.
No
problem. Damn you, NDAs. Damn you.
Yes.
I'm trying to see if I had any other pictures. Well, also, they can also go and check me out on the Triumph and Jack show, which has been airing on Adult Swim.
Yes.
I did the pilot episode, and I did get lucky enough to go to the very last Grateful Dead concerts in Chicago. I took some, you know, I decided to go as a person who's a fan who doesn't know anything about it. So I assume I knew nothing about it, and I went and checked it out and watched everybody do their thing. It was cool.
You legit just kind of went into it as a total like neophyte and just took it in.
Yep, I did.
Oh, awesome.
I did. I'm trying to see if I can if I can find a panorama.
I'm going to assume you were pleasantly surprised.
Oh, I was very very much surprised. It was one of the I remember the Chicago police saying this is one of the most well behaved concert goers that they've ever had.
Well behaved or very, very mellow?
Very well behaved. They said that they couldn't believe it. They said these are the most well behaved people that we've ever had. In fact, we have nothing to do. I said, well, that's cool, man. I'm trying to think if I have any other things to tell you, but that's pretty much it.
Very cool.
Oh, awesome.
And folks can always go to Michael Menzel TV and watch some of the wonderful things that we have on already. And there's new programs coming, so that'll be coming up soon.
Absolutely. Woo-hoo. I'm sure they would love everything on there. I've spent the last week or so on there. And I also noticed, Michael,
you've been playing with the noises.
Yes, I have. And I also noticed, Michael, that you're sort of a regular at the American Beatbox Championship.
Yeah, last year we went and did the Beatbox Championships, and I immensely enjoyed it. It was great. It was great. I watched a lot of talent, and a girl almost won this year. That year, she almost won. She almost won. So it could have happened.
Could have happened. There hasn't been a female winner yet, has there?
Well, she was very close. She was in second. She was very, very close.
Very cool.
I think it would have been great.
Absolutely.
Is that just a function of fewer ladies entering the competition, or?
She very well could have won it, but you know. Okay. You know, folks bring their, you know, everybody brings their A game and their extra game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When you go to these things, they bring their game and their extra game. Cause it's not a joke.
For sure.
Doesn't sound like
no. No, but sure. but it was very, very good to watch, and I enjoyed every minute of it.
What about, do you have any, other than the stuff on Adult Swim, do you have any other voiceover work coming up or anything you can talk about anyway?
Like I said, a bunch of stuff is in development and
in the works.
Like I said, I've been sending some noises to certain places to see, get people's reactions to things. And let's just hope that I can, I really can't say what it is, but it's coming soon.
Sure. And, yeah, we are crossing.
And I'm looking forward to doing lots of cartoon stuff and voice noises and whatnot, cause it's a lot of fun.
Absolutely. How active, Michael, are you on the
wait a second.
I'm in a commercial.
This program brought to you by Michael Winslow TV.
Nice.
The shark.
And now back to our program.
That's too funny. Michael, are you very active on the con circuit? Do you do a lot of conventions or?
I have, and I'm about to do a lot more. I have in the past, at least I do them a lot, but over in the UK and Australia and New Zealand and you'd be surprised how many countries are doing this now. We've Milton Keynes, London, Germany. I know that Ireland's starting to have them now, Australia, New Zealand. I think I've been in Australia like 25 times.
Somehow. Wow.
That's amazing.
Right, for a lot of mates. I've got a lot of mates in Australia. So, get there. A lot of my mates are listening in. G'day to all my mates. Good on you. Fair dinkum. I could use some tucker right now. I'm hungry. I'm hungry. I could use a little tucker and I could use a cold one.
25 shows.
Everybody knows that.
I got a lot of friends in Coffs Harbor.
So you, I'm assuming you like to interact with the fans and all that kind of stuff at the cons.
I do, and I'm looking forward to doing that again. And I'm working on some sci-fi items for sci-fi that are sci-fi based. There's some new things coming that are got a lot of noises, and I'm gonna make all the sounds. So there's some new sci-fi things coming.
Excellent, excellent. And what do you, the one question I wanted to ask you is, what is the biggest thing you get when people walk up to you on the street and say, oh, you're Michael Winslow? Do they ask you to do sounds? Like, what's the biggest, the thing you get most often?
Well, people come up to me and nowadays people make their own noises. They have their own skill set because they've learned.
Yeah.
A lot of people have their own noises now, which is cool.
And that must make you feel proud because you are the godfather of the noises.
It's a good start. It's a great place to start, and folks are getting really, really good at it. So I'm fine with that. There's the occasional strangeness where I was in Australia. A guy goes,
"Oh, excuse me, Mr. Murphy. I want to wake up in Australia."
Mr. Murphy.
you think I'm donkey.
but I go to a lot of, I do go to a lot of conventions, and I'm studying all the games now because I'm going to be making my own video game noises and whatnot. So I had a chance to do some poking around at the CEO game convention that was in Orlando. That was cool. That was cool as hell.
You were in Grand Theft Auto, weren't you?
Well, that's a very, very touchy subject because my voice ended up on there, and I'm not sure how.
Oh. I see. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to bring up
that. I'm still trying to figure that part out. We don't know how it happened.
Oh, jeez.
We're still trying to figure that out, but thanks for reminding me that I need to look into that. because you'd be surprised, voices and stuff turn up anywhere and everywhere. It could turn up anywhere.
Really?
The way the electronic media is, and it's like the Wild West. It's unchecked.
Yeah.
Well, didn't the lady who did the voice for Siri didn't even know she was Siri until somebody brought it up to her?
Correct. Correct.
Wow.
I'd love to hear that conversation.
Yeah.
I would love to hear that conversation.
I'm who? Oh, my God. I should be really mad, but I'm not.
Should be really rich, too, right? I mean, Siri is known by everyone.
This program brought to you by Put It In Your Bizzo.
Snoop Loops. That's awesome. Yeah.
Why is that? Do people have some kind of mindset that voice work and that sort of thing is just free for the taking?
It's a tough subject because things are still evolving. The laws are haven't kept up with the technology, so we're kind of in. How do I describe it? We're kind of in uncharted territory.
Yeah, that reminds me of a long time ago. Do you remember the?
Uh oh, this is from the convention.
Oh, that's a lot of gamers.
Yeah, thousands of them. The CEO, it was very good, very well done. So, this is an evolving question,
right?
To put it simply, it's an evolving question because when you get into the whole artist versus music versus royalties thing, and everyone thinking music is free, and I'm hoping that the new model is going to work out because I know that iTunes has their pay schedule. And I know that the new Spotify and then there's the new thing that Jay-Z started.
Tidal Wave, is it a brand new
living soul and it's finally starting to evolve. So let's hope that things turn around and it becomes a profitable model and the artists will get their money.
For sure.
Well, no, it's working if Taylor Swift goes back to Spotify.
Yes. I believe that they somehow were able to work that out. I hope. I think there's some kind of they worked it out somehow. And for those of you that didn't get to go to the Grateful Dead concert, there is a
packed house.
Wow, stadiums.
That was just the afternoon.
Yeah, let's just say you don't see people packing stadiums like that anymore. That's amazing.
It's really, really hard to see that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Just something you wanted to do, basically.
I was curious.
Yeah.
I was curious.
You get it now?
See, I can show this. I can't show no music, but I can show that.
Yeah.
That's it. It was a good concert. Everybody did a great job. So, I got a chance to sit down and listen to folks talk about it. And And how they're talking about, well, the new guitar player guy is not the old guitar player. Of course not. Nobody can play Garcia. But you got to understand, it was a family. What I understood was the whole group and the fans are family.
Yeah.
So there are, cousins and brothers and sisters and family come in and out, and it just went on for how many decades?
At least 5, 6, yeah.
And people's families are, so basically the group was passed down, generation. The family passed on music to I thought it was very nice.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
So for me, I was listening to all the sound. Because it's the sound that I was listening to and how well it was done and how clean it was. And, the way it was designed, to me, it's all about the sound. Because to me, audio and music is just as much an actor as an actor in a movie. I mean, the crew is an actor. The camera is one of the actors. And the sound and music are two of the actors in the film. So that is part of your performance.
Yes, for sure. Exactly. So even in the open air stadium, the sound was clear and crisp and.
Oh yeah, very well done because they're not gonna they have to it has to be good.
Yeah, so, in an open air stadium, I would think.
Oh yeah, it was very, very nicely done. So it turned out fine.
Excellent. Tom, did you have a question?
I did. I was just trying to think of. I have a million. So I just can't think of one. How you feel about Star Wars, the new Star Wars?
I like the trailer. I like the trailers. It looks like it's gonna happen.
Did you get the goosebumps?
I did, and I want them. I want them to continue, and I'm just I'm being patient. We're gonna be all right.
I hope okay, so. I really hope so.
Here is the panorama.
Wow.
Wow.
That's amazing.
I don't know why I was expecting a smoke cloud, but that is.
Didn't happen. Did not happen.
No really? Way. Wow.
Nothing hit me. No smoke clouds. Everybody's very well behaved. Yeah. Maybe I was in the wrong section. Everybody's very well behaved and people had their kids there and there was the, what you call the taper section. And then there was there's even a Diamond Vision screen behind the stage. So people behind us got to see the same thing.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
Nicely done. That Diamond Vision was nice. Jumbotron, whatever you call it. It was wonderful. It made the difference.
Very cool.
Especially when it comes to live performances, I just hope the sound is decent. Cause that's the thing that keeps me up at night. Whether it's the sound right or whether the video system is gonna play back properly. Yeah, that stuff keeps you up at night.
How into electronic sounds are you? Like in terms of production and stuff like that. I mean, obviously you're a master at making the sounds yourself, but how deep do you go down the rabbit hole into, the electronic production?
Well, in terms of production, you got to be able to know how to manipulate the red pill or the blue pill. So, and having a slightly sick sense of humor helps also.
Yeah, very, very true.
But in terms of voiceovers, all the way. I realize that I guess I am a voiceover person, a Foley, a one man. I do this stuff because I realized when I saw the rerun of Back to the Future Part 3, where I played Michael J. Fox's feet in the saloon scene where they're shooting at his feet. And I got hired to come in and do that. I did that thing in 17 minutes.
Wow.
It would have taken them all day to do that scene. But I came in and did 17 minutes and I looked at the scene and Michael Jackson was being channeled by Michael J. Fox.
With the Nikkei moccasins and the moonwalk, yeah. Right?
Because he did the moonwalk in the saloon. Remember he did a whole Billie Jean.
Break. He did the turn and everything.
he did the whole thing. So I beatboxed Billie Jean back in there.
Oh man!
So if you go back and look at it, I put Billie Jean back in the film and nobody even noticed.
That's so good.
So to me, it is I guess Shakespeare said the play is the thing, but the sound is also the important thing.
Very much so.
Very well put. Very well put.
I've even had folks who are hearing impaired come to the show, and it's great because they can touch the speaker,
Yep.
And I can still get a message through.
Oh wow, wow! And they're still appreciative of the fact that that's all coming straight from your being.
Sure. And certain frequencies, you know how certain frequencies can make water and things attain certain shapes.
Uh-huh.
So I'm assuming that these sounds are making shapes take place in people's bodies.
Whoa. Oh,
that's pretty cool. That's a deep way to think about it, man. Wow.
That's deep.
So imagine what shapes in your head come from Pink Floyd.
Or Taylor Swift.
Oh, those aren't.
That's true. Shapes. I'm doomed.
Oh my God. You are. You have to shake it off.
Oh, man. Wow.
That's awesome. Well, listen, I don't want to. Guys, do you have? This is kind of out of character. Do you have questions more for Michael? I don't want to like keep him up all night here on the show as much as for my selfish reasons I would.
I think I've gone through my questions. Tom or sorry, Chris, Brian, you guys have any?
I'm just along for the ride.
Well, I enjoyed the little seal pup puppy picture.
Yeah, that's Brian's. little buddy.
I'm sure he appreciates that.
Is that a dog in a blanket, Brian? What is that anyway? Or is it a seal?
No, it's a dog.
It looks like a seal pup to me.
A dog in a blanket. Well, the first thing that came to my mind when I saw that was...
<It's>... Hey, seal! Come here, seal!
Love your records.
So good.
Sorry about the divorce.
That's painful, Cam.
A fish for a rose.
That was good. That was good.
He was married to that very attractive model, wasn't he? I don't remember her name. Wasn't that his wife? Am I wrong about that?
Yes, yeah. Yes, and then they recently split.
That sucks.
I guess no more.
No more roses.
The only thing I could think about would be going back to the technology. I mean,
Heidi Klum.
Yeah. So all of a sudden, I can't think of my question. But I mean, you know, the attitudes coming back to the technology. From what I hear, even though you can do voiceover work in your own little closet. In Florida, so to speak, you still need to be to California if you're going to go anywhere. So
there's several tracks of thought on that. The equalizer has become social media.
Right.
That's the equalizer now. The answer is yes. You got to be out there some of the time. A lot of the time you have to be and I am. I mean, I fly out, I do my work, but because I could be in Dubai the next week. Or I could be in Dublin. I could be in Dublin 1 week.
I could be in Joburg the next week. You never know. You never know. You could be in Soweto 1 week.
Or if you're ever Canada, if you're ever Canada, you might be in Joburg or wherever. But I can be anywhere. But the big thing is I'm still connected to being out in Los Angeles thanks to Skype.
Very cool.
And thanks to the YouTubes and the Vimeos and the HD nets and everything else and from the Skypes and God, I mean, you know, from Instagram and Snapchat and oh my God, I can't keep up and Vine, I can't keep up with all of it.
Right.
But you know what? But if you can harness it, that is your Hollywood.
Yep. Yep.
Well, I had a friend once tell me that Twitter was basically like a fire hose for him.
Yes, it can be, especially be careful where you point that thing. Mm-hmm. Back in World War II, the world knew something in 16 hours. Now you know it in 6 seconds.
Yes.
You're true.
For sure. Well, you are much sought after, obviously, but maybe someone who's just starting out, what would you have any advice for them as, you know, if they were wanting to get into the kind of business that you do?
Buy a shredder. you won't end up like the Napster guy who said he got ripped off in the movie, Italian Job. Buy a shredder. And take a course in contract law.
Yeah. Yeah.
Might help.
You mean to tell me that in show business there are like shady swindlers out to take advantage? I can't believe that. Oh God.
Very cool. Well, I think that is all I got. Tom?
Well, no, I this has been the best episode we've ever done. And we've done Absolutely. 167 prior to this, and this is by far the best one, Michael. Thank you so much for being on.
Yeah, oh, we really appreciate welcome. It, Michael. Yeah,
thank you so much for having me, man. I had a good time doing this.
Yeah, can't thank you enough for taking the time out. Is there anything else you'd like to push or plug? Or the floor is yours.
Well, just want folks to, keep Twittering and talking about Sharknado 3 and keep talking about Lava Lantula. And I suppose that you could go on the website. I'm not sure where Sci-Fi Channel's site resides. I don't know if that's it or if that's Hulu. I'm not sure exactly, but I'm sure they can find it. Or just go to sci-fi.com, sci-fi-tv.com. And I'm not sure what their site is, but I'm sure they can be directed to some of the wonderful works we have. And freeconferencecall.com has got I have a commercial coming up. So there's some new things.
Very cool.
And like I said, I'm working on some items that I would like to head in the Adult Swim direction or the Netflix direction, and talk to everybody, talk to every studio, because one of my early teachers, was before Mr. Spielberg, and watching how he does business, worked for Aaron Spelling for a while.
Oh, wow.
I was the replacement purser on the Love Boat for Gopher.
Wow.
Yeah. I had it made. It was going to be all set. I was going to be the replacement purser. Gopher was going to leave the show, and Fred Grandy went on to Congress, and I was going to be the replacement purser for Gopher, and then they canceled the show.
Man.
I feel like the guy in the guy cooker, or the guy in the commercial with the operation game.
Yeah.
Guess when I got it. Damn.
Welcome to Development Hell.
Yeah.
Oh man.
But like I said, there are lots of things coming, and folks just stay in touch with us at Michael Winslow TV on YouTube or michaelwinslow.net, and I'm Noisy Man on Twitter.
At Noisy Man.
Noisy with a Z. Noisy underscore man.
Got it.
And like I said, we're around, and I encourage folks to practice your noises, because you never know where you may need one.
True words were never spoken.
Well, don't Michael, not in front of animals. Don't do it in front of the dog.
I think that's a good motto in all respects, right?
But go in the other room and do it.
Oh, Michael, we thank you so much, and we really appreciate you taking the time out. We are blown away, and we can't thank you enough for your time. Okay. Yeah, and if you want to send some of those pictures, we'd be more than happy to flash those in the show as well. That would be great. Some of the pictures you put up for us, that would be amazing.
Sure. Like I said, I go to cons all the time, and looking forward to going to more, because we meet a lot of great folks, lifelong fans. I mean, they're more loyal than cheeseheads.
That's saying something for sure.
Yeah, it is. Romo ain't messing with no cheesehead no more.
No way. All right.
Oh wow, awesome.
Well, we thank you so much, Michael. We couldn't thank you more.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Let's see. You may deactivate the
That was the best.
That was so good. I don't even care if we make an episode. It's just fucking fun just sitting here talking to the guy.
Holy cow. Damn, that was great.
That was.
Can we just always really have him on?
I know, right? Just make him a
format? Make we him don't need no stinking format.
Ryan, were you I was trying to stick to format, but I just couldn't
worth it. That was
I couldn't even compose myself. That was so fun. Holy shit. Yeah, so definitely the coolest guest ever.
Very, very cool.
I was just laughing. I laugh readily anyway, and I hope I wasn't laughing too much this time. I just couldn't fucking contain myself. Wow, guys, I know I'm not just speaking for myself when I say that was probably the best episode we've ever done. That was hilarious.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
I guess I'll part by reminding our guests that they can listen to future episodes, which we hope will come somewhere near this one in terms of entertainment value, which I don't know if we're going to be able to deliver on that. But anyway, just in case we are able to, check us out on iTunes. Be sure to rate us maximum stars, give us a favorable review, etc. And if streaming is more to your liking, check us out on Stitcher.
Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, add us to your Google Plus circle, and be sure to join the Nerdstravaganza HQ group on Facebook.
Head on over to nerdstravaganza.com and check out this and all of our other back episodes. Type in Nerdstravaganza to the search bar on YouTube and check out all of our premium content videos, movie reviews, board game reviews, and all of our other content. And shoot us an email at nerdstravaganza@gmail.com.
And with all that said, Chris, take us away.
How am I going to top him?
No shot.
Yeah, how do you mention it?
Michael, we just record, we do a little clap in, and then we pause for 10 seconds so we can dub the silence over to just keep the quality good, and then we'll be off and running.
Like voiceovers, where this.
You may begin now.
Exactly.
Hang on, I'm gonna do a video test here to make sure that I'm getting to here. Stand by. Video test.
That's amazing.
Holy! I just want to do this every day.
Okay, that is amazing.
I hope that was in color.
Good golden. Are we all good?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. I am restarting my local recording now.
I'm recording.
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 Chris? You are recording now.
Okay.
Please press the button to disavow the jiggery pokery function on your control system. If you wish to activate the jiggery pokery function on your parental control system. Thank you. And now back to our program.
Let's switch countries. One, two, three. I do believe you were ready. You may begin.
Ni hao. You may begin. No.
I can't even do it. This is too good. Oh my god. Okay.
Wait a minute. Test pattern. Oh, and please be sure to check out the reruns of Sharknado 3.